Self-test.
My body is ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most flamboyant podcast.
Hey.
My name is Matt, and I am here with Andy. What's up, Andy?
Not a lot. Got off work, came over here. Work was easy today.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
You know what I've been addicted to lately? Do you have Netflix?
I did.
Oh, okay. Were you borrowing an account?
No, I just didn't really use it enough.
There's this new show called Orange is the New Black.
I heard of that with... Laura Prepon.
Prepon and showing her boobies and
yeah,
stuff. It's nice.
Uh-huh.
But it's made by the Weeds creator,
mm-hmm.
and it's super, super good.
I heard she's leaving that show already.
Yeah. Did you know she's a Scientologist?
No, and that's disappointing.
Yeah. Camilla told me that too, and I was just like, aww.
But
yeah, she's a Scientologist.
That's like how I feel when I find out someone's a member of the Tea Party. Hey, oh man, that girl's really awesome. Oh, she's pretty hot, isn't she? Yeah, she's a Tea Party member. Oh, she is so ugly.
Oh, look at those fangs. But been watching a lot of that. It's very well done. I recommend it. I give it an Andy thumbs up.
An Andy thumbs up. Andy thumbs up the butt.
There we go. Other than that, nothing really. Work.
That's cool.
Fucking work.
Fucking goddamn it. Fucking work. I played Pathfinder.
Nice.
I got turned into a woman.
How'd that go?
How'd it
feel?
Well, technically, I still feel like a man. I just look like a woman. So,
oh,
awkward.
Oh yeah.
What's funny is we did this campaign where, I knew from watching Spoonie's thing that we were coming upon a deck of many things. Which, right. If anyone is listening that plays Pathfinder or D&D, I know you're immediately going no.
What's
because
it called?
It's dangerous.
A deck of
a
many
deck
things?
Of many things.
All right. Explain this.
I will.
Okay.
The thing is, Austin as a DM, he does a lot of... It's really cool, but like a lot of things that like say Tyler would do when we're like level 10, Austin does when we're level 3.
So does he like to throw challenges in? Make it a little challenging?
it's not that it's necessarily more challenging, but I think he helps us along the way to do things we would do later normally.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of cool then.
Yeah, it's kind of cool, which is why we came upon a deck of many things at fucking level 3.
Oh!
But what happened was, so we got this book from our last campaign, and we had to return it to this king. Austin said later, he's like, I didn't think you'd actually give him the book. But the king was like, give me the book. We're like, here's the book. So then...
Like, he's just like, give me the book? He didn't give you, like, ultimatums or anything or nothing?
No, he was just like, we're all just like, because we came into the town, or no, we were leaving. We went to the first town we went to, and then we came up to a boat, and the captain was like, you guys are actually going to a different place. We're like, okay. We go there, and we're met by the king's hand, and he's like, hey, you got to go talk to the king. And then the king's hand's like, we need that book. Here you go.
Oh, all right.
Here's the book. So, we give him the book, and we're kind of going around town buying new stuff, and we get this lady talks to us who's like, she was a tiefling, but one of our party members, I think it was Tyler, was able to see that she only looked like a tiefling, wasn't actually a tiefling, and she had no shadow.
Was she hot?
I don't know. I didn't ask. I should ask those
questions. That would have been every single time you come upon a female. Is she hot?
I should ask those questions more. I know in Tyler's campaign, whenever we were like, whenever we would have free roam time where we're just buying stuff, like one of us would always go to the whorehouse and Tyler's like, okay, you bet a whore. And we'd be like, describe it. This time she was like, I need you to kill 3 people. Like, okay. She's like, I need you to kill this Inquisitor, I need you to kill a cleric, and I need you to kill a shopkeeper. Like, all right. And she's like, here's the places they frequent. Go kill them. Report back to me. So we go up, and the Inquisitor was the fucking hardest one.
Really?
Yeah. Well, yes and no. But the Inquisitor, like, we come up to him, and I'm talking to him, and she said, oh, I'm trying to remember all the details about this, but the Inquisitor, she said the Inquisitor would take quests from people and then kill them. And, like, take everything, right. Like the quest money and their money and everything.
Oh, geez. All right.
So I talked to the Inquisitor, and here's how we have it planned out. I'm alone with the Inquisitor. Right. It's near an alleyway. Tyler Swanson is supposed to come up from the back of the alleyway, and Tyler Tews is supposed to come from the front where I am. Stefan's a ninja, so he's on the rooftop.
All right.
And so I'm talking to this Inquisitor, and the thing with Pathfinder is, like, Austin's playing the Inquisitor, of course, because he's the game master.
Yeah.
And I have to converse with Austin. Like,
no.
I'm literally, like, it's not a role or anything. I literally have to, like, debate with Austin about this Inquisitor. And, like, hey, you know, there's a rumor that you do this. And he's like, oh, I've done no such thing. I was like, okay, well, you know, I would like to find out why this lady wants you dead. And he's like, who's the lady? And I said something like, she never gave us a name. And Austin, of course, like, well, that's a lie because I knew her name. I don't remember now. But Austin's like, okay, roll a bluff check. And that basically, you just roll a 20-sided die and add your bluff score to it. So I roll the 20-sided die. I roll a 1.
Oh.
Yeah.
What was your bluff score?
Well, when you roll a 1, it doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
So if you roll a 1 or 20, 1 is always a critical failure with Austin. 20 is always a critical hit.
All right.
I know Tyler plays it where if you roll a 19 or 20, that's a critical chance, and you have to roll, like, a 19 or 20 again.
Oh.
I know. But so I roll a 1. Obviously, this guy doesn't believe me. He draws his crossbow on me.
Oh, shit.
And I'm getting to the point where I'm just like, the fuck is everybody, you know? And that's what's really hard about D&D sometimes is, like, even though I'm sitting at the table, technically I'm not with them, so I can't tell them to come save my ass.
Okay, I'm following. I
literally can't. That's the thing. Even though Tyler's sitting next to me, I can't be like, dude, fucking Tyler. I know sometimes when we're struggling, like, we'll bend the rule a little bit, but yeah, so that's the thing. I can't tell Tyler to come save my ass. And the thing is, like, I have a command spell, so I was like, I'm going to command him to lower his crossbow. And Tyler, of course, chimes in. He's like, you can't just go around commanding people, dude. They remember that shit. And I'm like, he's pointing a fucking crossbow at me.
I'd do it.
Eventually, finally, fucking people showed up. Tyler and Tyler showed up. And we got this Inquisitor to not necessarily go along with us, but we got him to show us the location of the cleric. And but here's his deal, was that we had to tie our weapons together, and he would do the same. So, like, we all had no weapons. So I looked up at Stefan on the rooftop, and I did a hand across the throat, like, don't.
Yeah.
Like, don't.
Don't do it.
Don't tie your weapons. So, like, if the Inquisitor were to turn on us, Stefan would be on the rooftop, and he would still have his weapons, so he could drop down.
That's good.
So we find out where the cleric is, and on the way there, the Inquisitor kind of points to where the cleric is supposed to be, and then he's like, I held up my end of the deal. Or no, he didn't say he held up his end of the deal, because that comes in. He points to where the cleric is, and then he goes, okay, now tell me the lady's name. We tell him the lady's name, and he's like, thanks, and he goes to leave. And I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. Like, you said you never break your word. If you were to leave before we get to the cleric, you would break your word. So that would mean you're not who you say you are. And Austin was clear, like, fuck.
Oh, shit.
Fair enough. And so he actually came with us to the cleric.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So we go to the cleric. And here's the thing. The cleric is obviously not who he says the lady said he was.
Oh, really?
She said, like, he poisoned children. This guy was, like, the most holy man ever. And so we go in there, and I'm talking to him for a little bit. And we're trying to let him know that, like, there's someone out there that wants him dead, but we don't want to alarm him. Fucking Tyler goes, we've been sent here to kill you. The fucking cleric runs out of the church. Tyler Swanson.
Oh, God.
The cleric runs out of the church, gets the guard. We start getting arrested.
Oh, Jesus.
The Inquisitor's laughing at us. I seriously talked with Austin, like, debated with Austin for a good 3 minutes on why we should be let go. And I was able to get us to, like, debate us to get let go. Austin even said that He's like, I was going to have you roll for it, but he's like, your explanation was so good, I just let you go.
Nice.
But here's the thing. We can't go back there now. Now yeah. we can't get information from the cleric, but Stefan can go back there because he was on the rooftops. He didn't go in with us.
Nice.
So Stefan goes in. He talks to the cleric. He gets some information from the cleric, like, you know, why would someone want to do this? And the cleric gives him a blessing, which we didn't think anything of, but it'll come into play later. Mm-hmm. Cleric gives him a blessing. We go talk to the shopkeeper, which we knew where he was in the market in the middle of the... His name was Sadaki, and he talked like fucking Jar Jar Binks.
Oh,
he was
my
like,
God.
He was like, Sadaki, know of a book.
Does Austin talk like the character?
Yes.
Nice!
He's like, Sadaki, he need this book. And we're like, shit.
Was it the book
that
you
was
gave
the book
away?
We gave to the fucking
oh,
king.
Oh, shit.
Now we need to get this book back. He has this poker chip. And that's,
Sadaki?
Yeah, Sadaki okay. has the poker chip. And that's what the lady wants.
Is the poker chip?
Is the poker right. chip. We ask. We then go back to the Inquisitor and ask him about the poker chip. And he said, if you have the poker chip, you can sit down at a bar and say, I forgot what it was. It wasn't want to play a game. It was like, I forget the thing, but then you are sent to a mystical realm where you would then encounter the deck of many things.
All right.
So we that's what the Inquisitor tells us. And then we go back to the cleric, and he said he heard tales of the chip. So we realized what the three people had in common. They were the only three people that knew anything about the chip.
All right.
That's why she wanted him dead.
Oh, and she wants the okay.
She wants the chip.
Okay. Oh, because is she going to take the book to him? And got
she it? Wants the deck of many things.
Okay, all right, gotcha.
So here's the thing. Sadaki will give us the chip for the book. Or we can try and steal the chip from Sadaki. But we saw Sadaki make the chip disappear. Ooh. We're like, that could be really hard. But at yeah. the same time, now we have to break into the castle and take the fucking book.
Dude, that's a double-edged sword there.
So we decide to break into the castle.
All right.
But here's the thing. Only Stefan can break into the castle. He's silent. He's quick. All of us, you know, I'm an oracle with medium armor. I'm loud. Tyler's a samurai with heavy armor. He's loud. Tyler Swanson, the magus with medium armor. He's loud as well. Like we can't sneak around the castle like Stefan can. So for good God, this like took in real time. This took like a half hour to 45 minutes. And the whole time we couldn't tell Stefan anything, you know?
So you guys just sat there while he did it?
Yeah, like we're kind of talking among ourselves, really, but like we couldn't tell him anything, so we just kind of had to, it was almost like watching it play out. And like Stefan's able to get into the second floor, and Austin was being nice, he mentioned that it was on the fourth floor.
Oh, okay.
So Stefan gets into the second floor, and he's like sneaking by guards, and the whole time, every time he tries to sneak by something, he has to roll a stealth check.
Ooh.
And like Stefan's stealth is really high. Like I think he adds like 13 to his roll or something.
Damn.
Like that. But the thing is, you know, if he were to roll like a 1, he yeah. would fail. And I think if he rolled anything between like a 2 and a 4, he wouldn't beat the check. Stefan was man, it was awesome. It was like 17, 18,
oh, nice.
16, 17, you know, rolling really high, and eventually, and he can turn invisible for like just a few seconds. So eventually he gets all the way through this thing amazingly, like without being seen. Gets to the throne room.
Really not, quick question. Can he, like, Assassin's Creed people, like, go up behind him and, like, kill him and then?
He can, but that makes a lot of commotion.
Okay, all right.
Like, you'd have to roll another stealth check, and you'd have to roll very high.
Okay, I was just wondering if he could do silent kills. In that
but he can. He does get bonuses for, like, backstabs and stuff
okay,
like that.
Okay, all
right. So he gets to the throne room and sees that there's a little offshoot room, and he goes in there, and there's the king's hand that we gave the book to. And a court wizard. And apparently, oh, Sadaki said the only way to destroy the book is to burn it.
All right.
Obviously, you know, Austin made it clear that it looks like the court wizard is working on a spell to burn the book. And we're like, gotta get the book, you know?
Yeah.
But the thing is, there's no way in hell Stefan would be able to fight the court wizard and the king's hand by himself.
Yeah, those sound like powerful.
And even if he did, even if we were all there and we fought those two and somehow beat him, someone's going to walk in there and realize they're dead. All yeah. of a sudden, we can't go back to that town anymore, you know?
Yeah.
So Stefan's invisible, and he's like, are there any windows? Keep in mind, fourth floor still.
Yeah.
He's like, are there any windows? And Austin's like, yeah, there's one directly across from the book. He's like, all right, I turn invisible, I run in there, grab the book, jump out the window. We're like, oh, man. And Austin's like, you get about halfway to the ground, and all of a sudden, you're back with your friends. We're like, what? Oh, the blessing!
Oh, shit!
We're like, holy shit, that worked! Like, he just grabbed the book and jumped out the window. And here's the thing, he was invisible, and he, you know, teleported away. No one knows that we have the book.
Oh, that's brilliant.
No one knows who did it. And, like, and the funny thing is, we started running, and then I'm like, wait, hold on. No one knows we have the book. Let's just act natural.
Nice. Oh, that's good.
We bring the book to Sadaki. Sadaki gives us the chip, and then Sadaki burns the book. And so we get the chip, we go to the thing, and it's a deck of many things. And we each separately have to pull out a certain amount of cards. Here's the thing with the deck of many things. Half are good, half are bad.
All right.
And, like, what's good is really good, and what's bad is usually really bad. All right. I draw four cards from the deck of many things, I think.
Is the deck of many things an actual deck, or is it like a hypothetical deck? Okay, all
right. It's an actual deck of cards.
Wait, in the game or in real life?
In real life.
Okay, all right.
It's an actual deck of cards. Austin brought his deck of cards.
All right.
Tyler drew like six cards. Stefan drew seven.
Is there a way to tell you how many cards you draw?
You say how many cards you draw before you draw them.
Oh, okay.
Like, he hands you the deck and is like, how many cards do you want to draw?
All right, so Stefan picked seven cards then.
I think he picked a lot.
All right. And
Tyler picked like three or something like that. But so I draw my cards. One of my cards is I get a major magical weapon. So I get this like magical fire sword.
Nice.
Another card I got allowed me to draw another card.
Oh, hey.
If I wanted to.
Oh, okay.
Then, God, how many cards did I draw? Because I know I got the major magical weapon. I got a wish. I got my dexterity reduced by 5 points. I got turned into a woman.
Are there penalties for being a woman?
No, just...
You're just a woman?
Kind of just changes how I play my game, you know? One of the things is, like...
everyone.
My charisma is based on my attractiveness, honestly. And I'm attracted to the opposite sex. Yeah. So now I gotta be, like, attractive to dudes.
Nice.
And then I got a resistance to fire... But at the same time, I'm now weak to acid. So I used my wish. I have one wish, and I can either... I can wish for pretty much anything I want, but if I wish for something like too extravagant, I can get a penalty. So I was like, okay, I'll just either up my charisma by 5, get it back to where... Or not my charisma, my dexterity 5, get it back where it used to be, or become a man again. I chose the dexterity.
Yeah, I would have too. If the woman doesn't affect you that much, then I would have did the dexterity too.
And then Tyler, I'm trying to remember, Tyler 2's what he got. I know one thing that he got that he, luckily, he got a wish too.
Oh, nice.
One of the things he got was, he couldn't get a rank in samurai anymore.
Really?
He was a samurai, and then one of the things that you can no longer rank up at samurai.
Oh, that's shitty.
Because you can do double classes if you want.
Oh, okay.
So, like, he can no longer rank up in samurai, but he can rank up in something else. He used his wish to be able to rank up in samurai again. All right. He also got a kingdom, but he doesn't know where it is.
So he owns a...
He owns a kingdom. Like, he has a castle and a kingdom and everything, shit. But he doesn't know where it is.
Does he get any benefits from this? Like, does he get revenue?
I don't think he gets revenue, per se, but... There's a bunch of things you can do once you find it. Now, he could have used his wish to find out where the kingdom was, but he really wanted to rank up in samurai.
I would have picked that, too.
I'm trying to remember Tyler Swanson's. His weren't really that memorable. Stefan, on the other hand, he lost all his worldly possessions, except his weapons and armor.
Still, that's shitty.
God, he did something else. I'm trying to save the last two. He lost all his worldly possessions... I can't remember the other one. He has a stranger. Tyler 2's one of the ones he pulled was there's 4 exact copies of him around the world, and their only job is to sully his good name.
That is shitty.
So, like, he could show up to towns he's never been to before, and people are going to be like, it's that son of a bitch.
Oh, that's pretty ingenious card to come up with.
Yeah, and then Stefan got one where there's a stranger. Oh, Tyler got turned into a woman too.
Nice.
There's a
Twos or Swanson?
Twos.
All right.
Stefan got a card where there's a stranger somewhere out there, and his only job in life is to try and kill Stefan.
Ooh, that's kind of a cool card.
But he also drew the card where there's a stranger out there whose only job is to try and save Stefan. He drew both those cards.
Oh, that would be cool.
So we made up the joke, like, you know, like in Tom and Jerry, when like Jerry's like sleepwalking through a construction site.
Yeah.
That's how Stefan is now. Like, just avoiding danger because of these two fighting each other.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
So that was our most recent Pathfinder adventure.
Nice.
Pathfinder's pretty fucking tight.
So Stories with Matt.
Yeah, Pathfinder Stories with Matt. Chew up a good 20 minutes.
It works because you're a good storyteller.
Thank you.
Yeah, you are a pretty good storyteller.
Thanks. So yeah, Pathfinder's pretty fucking sweet. I'm going to do that tonight.
Nice.
I know Camilla said she wanted to, she's like, we need to play that game you mentioned at Andy's, but like, I can't DM a game.
No
like, way.
I can probably bring her with one of the times with all, if the guys don't mind.
I don't think they would care.
Yeah. Camilla's a quick learner, so I mean, she'll.
Yeah. I don't know, like. Yeah. I don't know when we'd
yeah,
be able
we'll,
to.
Yeah, we'll just have to set one. We'll have to figure out how to set one up.
Yeah, because I don't know, like. Like, she can maybe join our campaign now. But I don't know if Austin would want to do that. I know we lost our sorcerer because Leaper decided he doesn't like Pathfinder after playing it like 10 fucking times.
Really?
Yeah, and then he's like, I don't like it. I'm like, dude, you played like 60 hours of Pathfinder before.
That's a lot of devotion.
Before you realized you didn't like it.
Did I mention last week my video card died?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you did.
That's still bumming me out.
That is a fucking bummer, honestly. Yeah.
Like, I mean, I can play the games with you. I got to play them on low now.
Mm. Andy, you want to get into gaming news?
See.
Let's do it.
We just equipped our paladin with a +3 cloak of hilariousness. You see, it's funny because I just fucking that must mean it's time for 3-hit combo gaming news.
Skylar!
That's what's funny about that. Okay. Enough about that. First up, Xbox One does not need the Kinect. You can disconnect the Kinect.
They should just fucking call it the Xbox 180. Or the Xbox flip-flop.
Xbox 180 would still be kind of fun.
Yeah. Just, they have, everything they have announced, they have literally turned around. Almost everything they have announced,
almost
they have
everything.
Turned around. The headset, the Kinect, almost everything.
Still would have been awesome if they would have kept that sharing thing, like your Xbox family sharing.
Yeah, but I mean, you got to take some and give some too. Like, would you rather not have that and not have that insane DRM, or would you rather have that insane DRM with the ability to share? I would pick.
I would take the non-insane DRM without having the Xbox family, but at the same time, fuck man, that sounded really cool.
That did sound pretty neat, and that was a neat. I think that would have been a killer feature.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Especially just the fact that, like, we both have Xbox Ones and I buy Call of Duty.
Yeah.
You don't have it. We can still both play Call of Duty together.
That's
really
a
awesome.
Neat thing.
Yeah, definitely.
Maybe they'll figure out how to bring it back or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Without the DRM. I bet it was because of the DRM that they were able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Microsoft also has removed 8 countries from their November Xbox One launch.
Did they give a reason why?
The reasoning was to meet initial demand and deliver the best product and experience for
this
consumers.
Is it demand for Xbox?
So basically, they didn't give an answer. They just gave some stock words.
There's a demand for the Xbox?
Apparently. There's got to be some sort of demand, but that sentence literally means fucking nothing.
Yeah, it's literally like a stock.
Yeah.
Like, all right, this is what I'm telling the press.
We removed 8 countries to meet initial demand and deliver the best product and experience for consumers. The fuck does that even mean?
I don't know how they cannot meet a demand because they're using, like, on-the-market technology.
Yeah.
It's all out there. I mean, granted, I guess the processor's a newer processor and a newer graphics card, but it's still on-the-market stuff. It's all off the shelf, man.
So if you live in Belgium, Denmark, Finland, the Netherlands, Norway, Russia, Sweden, or Switzerland, you're going to have to wait until, quote, sometime in 2014 to get your Xbox One.
PlayStation's launching worldwide, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. That's going to hurt them.
Pretty sure, yeah.
That's going to hurt Microsoft quite a bit. If Sony can shoot out a worldwide one.
Well, all my gaming news this week is Microsoft. I didn't even realize it.
They were shooting out.
Because I only have three things for gaming news. Good thing I had that Pathfinder story.
Yeah. Well,
this would have been like a 15-minute podcast. This would have been shorter than my solo podcast.
Oh, no.
Microsoft rolls out Season Pass guarantee for the Xbox 360 and Xbox One. If you're a fan of season passes for your favorite games, you may want to listen on into what Microsoft is willing to offer. In a press release by Xbox, there will be a new feature titled Season Pass Guarantee, which will allow purchasers of a season pass for the Xbox 360 to easily transfer the existing pass to Xbox One. The only inconvenience for this purchase is you have to purchase the game on both the 360 and the Xbox One because, you know, it's not backwards compatible.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I am, like, praying to the Sony God that when that Gaikai comes out, like, it would just be an amazing thing to just, like, all right, I own Call of Duty Black Ops 2 on the PS3. Mm-hmm. If I were to pop my disc in, I would even be fine with that, putting my disc in, and then I can play it over Gaikai. Yeah. Like, not have to rebuy it again. Because my library, I counted the other day, I have 63 PlayStation 3 games.
Yeah, how am I going to play StarCraft Dick War on my new game console?
Yeah, so it just... I hope Sony does that.
You know what? Something I didn't realize. Grand Theft Auto, the online doesn't come out until 2 weeks after the game releases.
What'd you think of that? We could talk about that. What'd you think of that?
That looked fucking amazing, dude. It looked fucking sweet.
It looks like they took... like so many different things and just slam them all together. Like the hanging out with your homies, that reminded me exactly of PlayStation Home.
I think I told you you texted me like in the afternoon and said, did you see the Grand Theft Auto multiplayer reveal? And I said, yeah, my erection has not subsided since.
Yeah.
That's how I felt.
Dude, it's insane.
It looked amazing.
And it's all on that disc.
And the thing is, like, I don't know whether to be glad or annoyed. Someone brought up a good point. Glad or annoyed that the online doesn't launch until 2 weeks after the game launches.
Oh, I have no problem with that.
Yeah.
The only reason I don't have a problem, I kind of want to play it right away, though. But see, the reason I don't have a biggie with it is I'm going to have all of Grand Theft Auto 5 to play.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I know a lot of people are saying like it gives them time to just worry about the single player. They can just play the single player for 2 weeks and then get in the multiplayer, but man, I want to play that multiplayer.
You know what I don't get? Is especially for the 360, how they're doing this. Because that game is gigantic, graphically intense.
They're doing it the same way Halo 4 did their thing.
Oh, it like...
It comes in two discs. You install one and then the other one you play off of.
Oh, okay. All right. And then we just got the single Blu-ray.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. But because, yeah, that game, every time I see stuff, the graphics, I'm just like, these are amazing graphics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's
really
a beautiful looking game.
Yeah, definitely. All right, that'll do it for gaming news. Let's go into technology, Andy.
How do you kill that which has no life?
It's time to turn up the hype machine and break out those wallets.
Shut up and take my money.
It's time for technology news on 3-Hit Combo.
Well, Andy, Area 51 exists.
I saw that.
I didn't realize that the government never really admitted it didn't exist.
Yeah, like, what's the name of the Air Force base?
I'm not exactly sure, but what I always thought that we all kind of knew it existed. It was just a rumor on what went on there. So.
Wait a minute. Nelson Air Force Base?
I think
that might be the... So they're saying that Air Force Base is there. Everybody knows that Air Force Base is there, but they're saying that Area 51 is an actual thing?
Yeah, they say it's Area 51.
Holy shit. All I saw was the headlines.
They don't say what goes on there. They just say it exists.
Huh. Dude, there's so many alien guys out there like, knew it!
But that's the thing. I always thought that we all knew it existed.
Yeah, see, I thought it was kind of common knowledge.
I really thought that everyone, I'm like, yeah, Area 51 exists. Now, whether or not there's aliens there, that was what people were debating. But, you know, I always just thought it existed.
I think it's Nellis Air Force Base.
But yeah, so.
Aliens.
Yeah, so it exists.
Damn. Discovery Channel's going to have a whole day-long episode of Area 50 fucking one.
Have you seen that new... Did I mention this on the podcast last week?
The actual TV show?
The TV show Tickle?
Yeah.
Fuck.
I haven't checked it out yet, but I'm going to check it out.
I'm not going to check it out.
I haven't seen anything of it, so that's why I'm going to check it out.
I'm not going to check. I am not going to watch an episode. I'm not even going to be in the same time zone as someone that's watching an episode of Tickle.
You just broke down their door. Stop watching Tickle!
Stop watching Tickle! Stop watching it! Stop feeding this shit!
There is a lone man going around throwing bricks at TVs.
The TV serial killer strikes again.
They call me the bricklayer.
I tackle the Tickle. Andy, just what I've been looking for, a bulletproof couch that I can fill with guns.
Is there a picture?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
It's called the Couch Bunker. It's a $7,000 bulletproof sofa. That's also a toy box for your guns. From the makers of Bed Bunker.
Oh my god.
Couch Bunker is just begging to be your 40 rifle living room gun safe. 40 rifles not included. And if you're a firm believer that the best defense is good offense, you'll be glad to know that the questionably comfortable bulletproof cushions are optional, but they do have handy arm straps that can stop bullets all the way up to a 44 Magnum point.
Holy shit! Those are some strong cushions.
Yes.
What? Dude, these are for people that are like awaiting the anarchy apocalypse.
Yeah, I like the top comment. Awesome. Just keep the guns where kids hang out unattended all day. Nothing can go wrong.
Yeah. I wonder if is there a lock? Does it show like a little lock on it?
That's probably some sort of lock.
Things on the side, maybe?
That seems like what props it up when you open it.
No, sorry. Right there on the lid.
On the lid?
Keep going up. See the red thing?
Yeah.
Left and right of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Those could be locks.
Yeah, like latches or locks.
I could just... Where are the kids? Oh, out in the living room. Oh, wait, I have a gun sound, don't I? Oh, where are the kids? Oh, out in the living room.
Timmy, no! Fill that couch with grenades.
I don't know
where
the explosion sounded.
Can you buy grenades? I was thinking about this the other day.
I think we talked about this.
Yeah, all right, I've brought it up before.
I don't know if you can buy a grenade. I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't...
Because it's like an explosive, you know?
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean... Grenade.
Oh, shit.
Anonymous!
I clicked the wrong one.
They went rogue.
So that's what happens with the couch bunker.
Dude, that's crazy.
Couch bunker. That's a... A couch bunker?
Dude, that's a lot of money for a couch bunker.
$7,000. Yeah.
You know what you can buy with $7,000?
From the makers of the Bed Bunker. And a lot of stuff.
Half a wedding.
Half a wedding? You sound like you know.
Yes. God damn. I think my wedding's going to be...
Why don't you just cancel the wedding and get a couch bunker?
Yeah. Camilla, we're not getting married, but look at this comfy couch I got. And look at all these AKs I have.
Instead of an altar, you can like stand on the couch bunker. We're here today in the McDonald's parking lot because Andy spent all the money on a couch bunker.
As you can see, his fiance is not here.
She has left him. Taking her place today will be Matt.
We're both like,
Andy, will you marry me?
We're both like, this day would come.
Here we are.
Now you can actually tell me, come back to bed.
Team expectation domination getting married.
Ted. That could be our marriage name. We're both just Ted. Legally change her name to Ted.
We'd have to do in Council Bluffs, though.
That's all right.
I found out today that the age of consent in South Africa is 16, unless it's heterosexual sex, or not homosexual sex, which is 19. You have to be 19 to have gay sex in South Africa.
Huh. Interesting.
Yep.
Remember when we went to Council Tucky that one time to hang out with Tressa, and it was like trailer park, mansion.
Boom, big fucking house. Yeah, I do remember that.
That was a fun trip.
Like there was like an indoor pool.
Yeah,
and like
indoor garage.
Yeah, indoor.
Garage. A garage that holds.
It was like a showroom.
Yeah, a showroom garage.
Yeah, and then like she mentioned something about like an observatory.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck?
Their fire pit was epic.
Yeah.
That was nice.
This is pretty funny. Forbes uses a furry convention logo in an Obamacare article.
What?
Further confusion.
That is great.
Yeah. So they put this picture up, and it says further confusion.
Now, was this Forbes Online or the magazine?
Forbes Online.
Okay.
So Forbes put this this picture up. It just says further confusion, but it's for further confusion. Yeah, it's a furry convention logo that they put in their article.
I wonder if their web editor was like, all right, further confusion? That's a good one. Pull that off of Google.
Yeah. It does say photo credit Wikipedia.
Oh, so, does it?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. He probably did get
it probably
off of
was
Google,
Google
images.
And then, yeah.
Yeah. He just saved it and didn't look at the source.
Yeah. That's so funny.
Like, I don't want that guy to get fired for that mistake. Just maybe, like, make fun of a couple times. Because that's a stupid mistake to get fired over.
If in hell.
Yeah.
You motherfucker. All right, so this is pretty scary. A glitch made all the doors in a maximum security prison open at once.
Where was this at again?
Florida.
Oh, hey.
Miami. Dude, the incident happened back in June at the Turner Gulford Knight Correctional Center in Miami, but the newly released surveillance footage is sparking some skepticism that it was a random glitch. As the video shows, the inmates are all safely locked in their cells 1 minute, and the next the doors fly open. One inmate jumps straight out as if he'd been anticipating release, walks down to meet a fellow inmate who reportedly gave him a shank, and just a few seconds later he can be seen trying to stab yet another inmate.
Oh,
who incidentally
shit.
Straight jumped off a balcony and suffered a broken ankle and a fractured vertebrae.
Are you able to watch the video?
No.
Damn.
I don't have it.
That's kind of scary that it happened in June and we're just now hearing about it.
I don't think we're just now hearing about it per se. We might have missed it.
Oh, okay.
But I know the security footage just came out.
Oh, okay. Ooh, that is a little sketchy. If he like jumps right out.
Now, they think it's suspicious that, honestly, that they think they might have been hacked.
I mean, it's not, in the day and age, it's not improbable.
Why do they even have that ability to open all the doors?
Yeah, I don't, in case the...
In case what? A fire?
Yeah, I don't fucking...
Really? All these maximum security inmates?
I don't know, Matt. Don't give me the second degree.
Look, if they're maximum security inmates, I hate to say this because I'm going to sound really cruel, but...
They chose their fate already? That's a nice way to put
it. If it's a maximum security prison, they probably raped or murdered someone. Just throwing that out there. If there's a fire and one or two of them happen to die because you can't get all the doors open, does it really matter?
I agree with you on that. I always try to like to be the neutral ground, though, and the only defense that I have with that I can think of is they have families, too, but also then you could rebuttal with they made their choice, blah, 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 blah. So it's one of those arguments that you could go on forever, but I do agree that they shouldn't have a protocol that opens every single door.
Yeah.
That's a dumb protocol.
That is a dumb protocol.
And I mean, I guess if they got hacked, it'd be easy to do, but I mean, if someone from the inside did it, I bet it's kind of hard to do.
Yeah.
They gotta have it like under lock and key or
what
something.
What if it was just like one button?
I bet it is.
That you could like accidentally lean up against.
Lean
your chair back, yeah. Oh, I hit the button again. Alright, everyone suit up.
Be like, call in everybody, it's gonna be a long night. Jeremy, go to McDonald's.
We're gonna need you to get some cafe lattes. Alright. If you see the SWAT team on the way there, ask them what they want.
Here's the prison credit card. I mean, taxpayer. I mean, credit prison.
Yeah. Oh, hold on. I'm sure we have some money in the bin from all the inmates when they emptied out their pockets. Shit. I just found some crack. Here, you know what? Go sell this. Take the money. Get the cafe lattes. Find the SWAT team. Find what they want.
We'll be in here.
Yeah. We'll be doing our thing.
They're doing this as they're just suiting up in riot armor and just... nightsticks and guns and everything. Just, all right, here's, go.
Where's the chief? Cell block B. Chief, your latte.
He's just like double fisting fucking people. My latte.
All right, Andy, that'll do it for technology news.
Are we ready for it?
Let's do it.
Are the newspaper and the internet letting you down?
They have the internet on computers now.
We're here to give you the best of the best. This is news.
A dog lion at a Chinese zoo didn't fool as many people as they hoped.
Is there a picture?
Yes. They tried to pass this off as a lion.
What?
It's a fucking
dog. I know that's a dog.
Yeah. You say that like you're retarded or something. Even I know.
Even I know it was a dog.
Andy, too far.
Yeah.
No, that's not too far.
No,
why too far. You agree with me.
But that is like straight up noticeably a dog.
Visitors at the Zoo of the People's Park in China got an uproar after a Tibetan Mastiff was placed in a cage labeled African Lion.
He looks more like a bear than anything.
Yeah. Judging by pictures of the exhibit that circulated on Chinese Twitter analog Sina Weibo, the so-called lion wasn't at all convincing to begin with.
Do you think they lost a lion? And they're like, oh shit, we gotta get a lion really quick.
God, I don't know, but that's gonna be a shitty zoo, man.
Yeah. Have you ever seen, they'll pop up on Imgur once in a blue moon. I see them very rarely. But it's like little countries and stuff that have like little parks, and the animals are always in like horrible condition. It's basically like parks that can't afford to take care of the animals, but they still try to show them off.
I don't know.
They're just
that.
Sad.
Yeah. All right. This next story, well, depending on how much time we have. Okay, I'll do this story. Basically, the story is 9 crazy crimes in the U.S. that wouldn't be illegal anywhere else. Now, I thought this would be somewhat serious.
That wouldn't be illegal?
That wouldn't be illegal anywhere else. Right. I thought at first that this would be somewhat serious, but basically it's just 9 crazy laws.
Oh, all right.
So, because we're running low on material.
All right.
I'm going to do this. Idaho, it's perfectly legal to give your lady a box of chocolates. Perfectly illegal for that box of chocolates to weigh more than 50 pounds.
Do they enforce that?
Do they make it that big? I don't think they enforce it.
Okay.
I really don't think these are ones that anyone
You're
enforces.
You're walking out of like Dove Chocolate. There's a cop there. Like, hey.
This one might be enforced a little bit. In Alaska, you cannot wake a sleeping bear for a photo.
I could see that.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Don't hassle the bears.
Yeah, I wouldn't fuck with
bears. In North Dakota, beer and pretzels cannot be served at the same time in any bar or restaurant. Again, that's one that's not enforced.
Yeah,
obviously.
Good.
In Willowdale, Oregon, it is illegal to whisper dirty things during sex.
I love that you have to think about it. Somebody did this and got their jimmies rustled for them to make this a law.
You absolutely cannot dye a duckling blue and offer it for sale in Kentucky unless you offer more than 6 blue ducklings at once. This came because a lawmaker was upset that one of his colleagues bought a blue duckling and realized there was only one for sale. That's exactly what you just said. Someone was rustled.
Dude, these are all rustled laws. These are all rustled Jimmy laws.
Females cannot do their own hair in Oklahoma unless licensed by the state. In North Carolina, bingo games cannot last more than 5 hours.
Dude, old people take bingo fucking serious, dude.
Bingo's so boring.
Yeah, it is, but old people take that shit serious.
In New York, you cannot put ice cream in your pocket.
I've heard that before, actually.
Really?
I've heard somebody say that, which... Eh? Like, why the fuck would you put ice cream in your pocket?
In Oklahoma, dogs must have a permit signed by the mayor in order to congregate in groups of 3 or more on private property.
Dog club.
Fourth dog shows up. Dude, do you have your permit?
Shit. Dude, get out of here.
Fucking go, dude.
You're coming to this ticket.
So those are 9 ridiculous laws. I promise to never do something like that again. A man tried to pass off a box filled with ice as iPads. I think that's like a stock photo. I really don't think.
So he tried to pass a box full of ice
off his iPads.
Okay, go on.
British mastermind Nathan Munch, who's 29, and Nigel Bennett, who's 39, filled a box with ice cubes and told a Wellington post office the box contained 4,000 worth of iPads back in 2012 in a bid to file a bogus insurance claim. The box, which had no return address, began to leak with water almost immediately after Munch dropped it off. When counter clerk Elaine Sloan asked Munch why he was wet, he allegedly told her it was because it was raining outside. A quick glance out of one of the many windows alerted Sloan to the fact that it was not raining.
These guys are geniuses.
After further investigating the quickly disintegrating box, Sloan and her colleagues saw that there were no iPads to be found, only a lot of melting ice.
You know who I think is still a mastermind? The people that disassembled bridges.
That is fucking amazing. Yeah. When a bridge disappears.
Just a fucking bridge.
How do you sell the scrap metal from that, though?
They probably go to different counties maybe states.
You would have to go to, like, a different state.
Yeah. Because
there's no way in that state, unless it's like, fuck, I don't think any state.
Yeah, you would have
I
to
think
go
you
to
would have
state.
To go to another state.
Jesus, fuck. And then you got to look conspicuous carrying all that.
Yeah.
Just
how do you carry that much metal? And it's weird. I think if you go to any metal place and you have that much metal, they're going to be like, dude, where'd you get all this metal? Seriously. Yeah.
They would have this to is do like it a bridge. They would have to do it in trips almost.
They would, like, and different people.
Yeah.
They would have to have like 6 or 7 different people
or go different
show
places
up to different places. Yeah.
Jesus, dude. That'd be such an organization to do.
That'd be funny if you tried to put it in one of those like can crushers. Like there's one by the gas station down by my house yeah. where you can come and like pour some cans in there and you get like 50 cents for all your cans. It'd be funny if they're trying to like feed pieces of a bridge in there.
All right, come on. Damn, dude. What if they have their own metal crusher, like car crusher, throw the bridge pieces in there? Though, if you had your own car crusher, that people would have to fucking know.
I would still feel like, even if you crushed them all, if you went up to a place with that much metal.
True.
That's so much metal.
Just those things boggle me. That bridge is gone.
And our final story is in Florida.
Deep within a bleak and dismal swamp, hidden beneath its murky waters, lies the headquarters of the most sinister villains of all time. A Legion of Doom.
Really quick interjection. You know that new Batman vs. Superman movie that's coming out? Have you heard about that?
Is it first Superman? I think it's Batman and Superman.
All right, anyways, the new one that DC announced.
Yeah.
Do you know how much they said they would give Christian Bale if he came back as Batman?
No.
$50 million.
Holy shit.
$50 million if he would come back as Batman.
Wow.
I would sell myself out for that.
Holy shit.
50 fucking million.
All right, final story. Florida wants to use drones to fight mosquitoes.
That'd be sweet. Just see a drone like...
The Florida Keys Mosquito Control District is evaluating how realistic it could be to use the drones in the battle against mosquitoes. The battery-powered war machines would weigh less than 2 pounds and be equipped with tiny infrared cameras.
How would that work?
These drones would be capable of exploring areas using surveillance capabilities that humans aren't capable of, such as swamps and shallow water pools.
Right.
These drones could find places mosquitoes are socializing and breeding and alert a ground team as to its whereabouts.
That would be a shitty-ass job. Troy, we're going to get some mosquitoes!
The program would cost roughly $1.4 million to get off the ground.
That's not as much as I thought it would be, actually.
No, that doesn't sound like much.
That doesn't sound like much at all for a bunch of drones.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if drones are getting cheap. That's scary if drones are getting cheap already.
Yeah. That is the final story for this episode of the podcast. Remember, you can find us on Facebook.com/38ComboPodcast, Twitter.com/38ComboPC, that is number 3, PC stands for podcast. Search us on YouTube, 38ComboPodcast, find us at 76thStreetNetwork.com, and email us at 3HitComboPodcast@gmail.com. So for Andy, this is Matt, signing out.